Beer. Beer. I love beer. I drink about one a day now. And by the way, almost 50, and I'm just fine. I don't know why I like beer, though. If you think about it, it really doesn't have a distinctive taste. I mean, it tastes like beer, but it doesn't taste like other drinks, like orange juice or Coke or lemonade or milk. And if you let your kids taste it, they don't know why you drink it either, because to them, it tastes horrible. I tell them it's an acquired taste. I would suppose that's the same thing people say about caviar, which just tastes like salt to me. Fish eggs, really? Just goes to prove that humans will consume anything. And the harder it is to get, the more people act like it's a big deal and stick their nose in the air when consuming it. Bartholomew, Bartholomew, pass the caviar, please. Give me a break. Back to the beer now. I can tell you my first taste was awful. I was a young kid, and my father called me into the kitchen. John, John, come over here. I want you to try something. Kind of a rite of passage, I guess. He handed me a can, and I took a sip. Not to mention a puff of a cigar, which tasted like a chimney. Yeah. The beer was horrible, probably because, like most dads back in the day, my father drank cheap beer like Peel's or Black Label, the equivalent of Schlitz or Keystone Light today. The stuff you can buy for $5 a case back then. To you youngins, a case is 24 beers. And back in the day, you can get a 6-pack, a 12-pack, or a case. None of this 15, 18, 20, 30 beer stuff. But I do believe I spit out my first taste and coughed up the smoke after my father told me not to inhale. Where's Bill Clinton when you need him? Then, somewhere in high school, I began to like beer, hanging out with my buds, drinking buds. Now I look forward to having a beer with friends, at parties or even alone, watching the game. There's something going on with beer, though, and it's like everything else. They're messing with it. First, they made light beer, which I always thought was beer with more water and less, well, beer. Then they made dark beer. Amber beer, stout beer, IPAs, ales, lagers, beers with lime, beers infused with fruit, etc. I don't want beer infused with fruit. Beer and fruit never went together anyway. I've never thought to myself, hey, you know what this beer could really use? A little splash of apricot. Ugh. Now, if you're indecisive, and thank God I'm not, you could spend hours in the liquor store and not buy a thing. Just walk out confused and thirsty with a sober evening ahead. Beer is complicated. In some liquor stores, they have a beer consultant, someone who knows all about the beers and their individual characteristics. I've talked to these guys, but there's a problem. Everyone I met is thin. If he's really tasted all the beers in the store, then he should have the Santa belly working and be a little tipsy when talking to me. If not, then I'm not taking his advice. There are more than 2,500 types of beer out there right now in America. Also, some beers you drink ice cold and some you drink room temperature. Really? I have to think about that now? Sounds snooty to me, like the caviar mentioned above. They're also messing with the sizes. They now serve beer in 11.9-ounce bottles. Some come in 7-ounce nips. Small, weak hands, I suppose? Can't hold on to the 12 ounces? Hey, they do the same thing with orange juice. They start doing some all kinds of crazy math on you. 59-ounce carton. Hey, where's my 64? Half a gallon. Speaking of 64, there's a beer out there that's only 64 calories. I've tried it. It's a grade above sour water. Yuck! And hey, if I'm thinking about calories while I'm having a beer, then I shouldn't be having a beer. They don't call it a beer belly for nothing, you know. I don't want to think and drink. The whole purpose of drinking is to stop thinking. They even have different beer for different seasons. Can you drink an October ale in the summer? Do they have summer ale in Alaska? All I'm saying is, maybe it's time we just let beer be beer. You know, the buzz, bloated, burp, belly, loosey-goosey good time we all used to have before we extinguished the fun with too many choices. That's my take on beer. So go have the day you want to have.